Hello.
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 Hi, how you doing today? My name is Tony. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Awesome. Great. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican,
yes,
independent?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yes.
Would you support it or oppose it?
Support.
Would you strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
You said it does not allow the police officers to do so?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you support it?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, low?
Probably about right.
In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government, do you feel state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner or spends tax revenue in a wasteful manner?
I mean, I think most government's pretty wasteful.
Okay. So relatively wasteful. Okay. Now, a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose a state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Yes.
Okay, so you would support it, okay. Now, the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Yes.
Would you support or oppose it?
Support.
Okay. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night, and on weekends, when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
I support it.
Veterinarian PAs are like a physician assistant, trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
I support it.
Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspapers on a regular basis? Should or should not?
Should.
Okay. I truly thank you. We're almost done, okay? I do
okay.
Thank you for helping me out. How likely do you think you would be to seek, you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, very unlikely?
If they were printed and not online?
No, if they were posted on a government site and not available in a printed or online newspaper.
I'd probably still go look at the government site. So probably.
Okay, so that will be very likely or somewhat likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economy activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important?
Extremely.
Very important, correct?
Very important.
Okay. Do you feel Floridans should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town? Should or should not?
Should.
Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental? Should or should not?
Should.
Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state? Should or should not?
I think they should.
Do you know how to swim?
Yes.
Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Should
or should not? Should.
Should.
Generally,
I think everybody should know how to swim.
Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or you think they are in the wrong track?
I mean, my grandson's only in pre-K, so
okay.
As far as I'm concerned, they're doing a good job.
So you would say they're on the right track, Well, we're on track. Okay. Now, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I would agree.
As strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Next, I will read to you two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. Public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. The second statement, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum only teaching reading, writing, and math.
I agree with the first statement.
Okay. It's your community. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
Yes.
Has anyone?
I don't currently have that problem, but yeah.
Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yes.
Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
I believe that's probably true.
Okay. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
Yes.
Yes, they do. Okay. Do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? Should or should not?
Should.
If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your voting decision?
I would be more likely.
Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet all eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. it would also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Yes.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
50.
Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity?
White.
Caucasian. Okay. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
No, I have a grandchild.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Or something else. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for helping me complete the survey.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Happy holidays.
You too. You too.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you.